Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Algorithmic Trading, Winning Strategies, and Their Rationale by Ernest P. Chan is a practical guide to designing, testing, and running systematic trading strategies with an emphasis on why certain edges can persist. Written for readers who want more than coding tips, the book focuses on the economic and behavioral logic behind profitable approaches, helping you separate fragile backtests from robust ideas. Chan, known for translating quantitative concepts into accessible workflows, discusses the full life cycle of an algorithmic strategy: idea generation, data handling, model selection, validation, execution, and ongoing monitoring. Rather than promoting a single magic model, the book explores multiple strategy families and the conditions in which they tend to work or fail. It also addresses real-world constraints such as transaction costs, market impact, slippage, and regime shifts, which often erase paper profits. The result is a grounded roadmap for building strategies that are both testable and operational, suitable for independent traders, quants, and technically inclined investors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from market intuition to testable hypotheses, a central theme is that algorithmic success starts with forming a clear, testable hypothesis about a market inefficiency, not with picking an indicator and optimizing it. The book encourages readers to ask why a pattern should exist and who is on the other side of the trade. Edges may come from behavioral biases, institutional constraints, risk premia, or microstructure effects, and each source implies different persistence and failure modes. Chan stresses defining the trading universe, the signal, the holding period, and the risk and capacity limits in a way that matches the rationale. That discipline helps prevent strategies that look good in backtests but have no believable mechanism. The discussion also highlights the importance of stationarity assumptions and how non-stationary markets can cause a model that once worked to degrade. Practical idea generation is framed as a process of observing recurring phenomena, translating them into measurable variables, and designing rules that can be verified with data. The reader is guided toward building strategies with falsifiable predictions and clearly articulated dependencies, which makes later validation and monitoring more objective. Secondly, mean reversion and statistical arbitrage logic. Mean reversion appears as a foundational strategy class, often expressed through pairs trading, spread trading, and other relative value constructions. The book explains how mean reversion can arise from liquidity provision, temporary order imbalances, and the tendency of closely related instruments to revert toward a long-run relationship. It also clarifies the difference between naive reversion signals and more defensible setups that incorporate co-integration, stable relationships, and sensible entry and exit rules. Chan emphasizes that apparent reversion can be an artifact of data mined thresholds, so the rationale must be paired with robust testing across instruments and time. Implementation details matter. Position sizing, stop logic, and the treatment of extreme events can dominate outcomes because mean reversion strategies often collect small gains while being exposed to occasional large losses when regimes shift. Transaction costs are highlighted as especially important for short-horizon reversion systems, where gross edges can be thin. The reader is encouraged to stress test assumptions like relationship stability and to monitor breakdown indicators in live trading, since structural changes, corporate actions, or shifting correlations can quietly eliminate the original edge. Thirdly, momentum, trend following, and time series effects. The book also examines momentum and trend following as strategy families that can be supported by behavioral and institutional explanations, such as underreaction, herding, and slow-moving capital. It distinguishes cross-sectional momentum, which ranks assets against one another, from time series momentum, which looks at an asset's own past returns. Chan discusses why these effects may persist, yet still be vulnerable to crowding and sharp reversals, particularly around macro shocks or liquidity events. A major practical focus is framing the signal horizon and the risk controls to fit the rationale, because a short-term momentum idea driven by microstructure is very different from a medium-term trend driven by macro persistence. The book calls attention to the importance of volatility scaling, drawdown control, and diversification across markets or instruments to manage the episodic nature of trend profits. It also underscores that many momentum systems fail in implementation due to overtrading, poor execution during fast markets, and parameter choices that are overly tuned to a specific sample. Readers are guided to evaluate robustness using out-of-sample checks and to consider regime awareness so that the strategy can adapt to changing volatility and correlation environments. Fourthly, backtesting rigor, overfitting defense, and performance truth. A key contribution is a practitioner-oriented framework for evaluating whether a strategy is real or just a backtest illusion. The book stresses that data quality, survivorship bias, look-ahead bias, and incorrect corporate action handling can invalidate results before any modeling begins. Chan encourages separating in-sample research from out-of-sample validation and using walk-forward or cross-validation style thinking to approximate how strategies behave when conditions change. He also discusses the dangers of excessive parameter optimization and multiple testing, which can manufacture high-sharp ratios that vanish live. Beyond raw returns, the book pushes readers to analyze distributional properties, tail risk, drawdowns, turnover, and capacity, since these determine whether an edge is tradable at scale. A realistic accounting of transaction costs and slippage is treated as non-negotiable, especially for high turnover approaches. The reader is also prompted to evaluate stability of key metrics across subperiods and across related instruments, which is often a stronger sign of genuine structure than a single impressive equity curve. The overall message is that rigorous validation is not a formality, but the core defense against self-deception. Lastly, execution, risk management, and running strategies in the real world, profitable research only becomes trading profit when execution and risk management are designed into the system. The book addresses how market impact, bid-ask spreads, and order placement decisions can transform a theoretical edge into a loss, particularly for short-horizon strategies. Chan highlights practical considerations such as choosing appropriate order types, controlling participation rate, and monitoring fill quality. Risk management is treated as both portfolio level and strategy level, controlling leverage, managing correlation spikes, limiting exposure concentration, and using volatility. Aware sizing to keep risk consistent through time. The book also emphasizes operational robustness, including data pipeline reliability, handling missing or erroneous data, and building monitoring and alerting so that failures are detected early. Another important theme is strategy decay and the need for ongoing research. Edges can be arbitraged away, become crowded, or be disrupted by regulation and market structure changes. Readers are encouraged to treat strategies as living systems that require periodic revalidation, parameter review, and stress testing under new regimes. This operational perspective helps bridge the gap between a promising backtest and a sustainable trading process. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a realistic pathway into systematic trading, including independent traders with programming skills, finance students building applied knowledge, and quantitative professionals who need a compact, decision-oriented guide. It is especially useful if you are tired of strategy discussions that focus on indicators without explaining why an edge should survive. The biggest benefit is learning to connect a strategy to its underlying rationale and then validate it with disciplined research. That mindset can improve your results even if you never deploy the exact strategy templates discussed, because it changes how you evaluate evidence, manage risk, and interpret performance. In day-to-day life as a trader or investor, the emphasis on transaction costs, drawdowns, and regime shifts helps you avoid overconfidence and build processes that are resilient under stress. Compared with many algorithmic trading books that prioritize code snippets or a single model family, Chan's approach is more broadly valuable. It is strategy agnostic, grounded in economic intuition, and focused on preventing the common failure modes of overfitting and poor implementation. If you want a practical framework for developing, testing, and operating strategies with believable edges, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Ernest P. Chan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.